Activists have been gathering each week outside a hotel in Brisbane protesting the detention of asylum seekers and refugees. They fear for the well-being of the detainees during the pandemic and are demanding the government release them before Christmas. Sarah Richards reports.
Around 120 men are being detained inside a hotel at Kangaroo Point in Brisbane. The detainees were transferred from Manus Island and Nauru to receive medical treatment in Brisbane. But the men are still in the hotel waiting for protection visas from the federal government. Ibrahim Obetzadeh has been held in the Kangaroo Point Hotel for over a year now after being transported from Manus Island. He says until the minister grants them visas, they are left waiting in detention.
Looks like that everything is in hand of minister. That they told me that the minister is supposed to give you visa, and until the minister doesn't give or consider you as a person who is eligible for visa, you have to stay in detention.
Mr. Obetzadeh says the hotel is cramped and was not designed to detain people.
Well, it's a hotel. It's different from detention center, but it's not designed to be in detention, so most of the time we are just inside the room. There is no many places or many space to go, so we just move from this room to other room.
Sophie Thompson is a member of the activist group Refugee Solidarity Brisbane Mianjin. She says she believes the treatment of the refugees is inhumane and a form of torture.
Yeah, it's completely inhumane and a form of torture. The men are locked up in these apartments and a lot of them have been in detention for over 7 years.
During the peak of the pandemic in Brisbane, Ms. Thompson says one of the security guards tested positive for COVID-19.
Near the start of lockdown, there was a security guard that had tested positive for COVID-19. But from my knowledge, none of the men inside have got COVID-19.
Mr. Obetzadeh says the only precautions authorities are taking for COVID-19 inside the hotel involves checking their temperatures.
The only things they do, they check the temperature of the staff when they're coming in and they're going out, and that's the only measuring at the moment I see they take. And other people who have to come inside the detention, they are going outside and they are in connection with a lot of people, so anyone could bring the disease inside and pass it to one of us.
Ms. Thompson says the activist group formed to show their support after seeing images of the refugees holding a protest on the balcony of the hotel.
So these protests started about 11 weeks ago after we had seen an article about the men at Kangaroo Point holding their balcony protests. A group of us kind of got together and wanted to show solidarity with these men. So we started to organise weekly exercise protests adhering to COVID laws.
She says they began blockading the street about 3 weeks ago when Border Force officials tried to transfer one of the refugees.
And then about 3 weeks ago, one of the detainees inside was being transferred to a higher security detention centre. So we all rushed out, tried to block the van from leaving the facility, and that's kind of how our blockade started.
Ms. Thompson says since they began protesting, there has only been one transfer.
Since we've been occupying, there has only been one transfer, which is showing the effectiveness of us being there.
She claims the government has been hiding the refugees from the public, and these protests have helped share their stories.
It's been so important for us to centre these men's voices. The government has tried so hard to keep these men's voices out of the public eye, and our protest has been a really great way for people to hear their stories.
Together, they have compiled a list of demands for the government.
Yeah, after consultation with the men inside, came up with three demands. Firstly, we want no further unconsensual transfers to high security facilities. The second demand is that we want free movement from the hotel, so we want the men to be able to leave their hotel. Finally, the third demand is that we want them all to be released into community by Christmas.
Mr. Obet Zadeh says after 7 years in detention, the government knows everything it needs to know about their background and should release them.
We are 7 years in detention center. They have all of our background, and I think we are the most eligible people to receive Australian residency and stay in Australia.
And that story was by Sarah Richards.